Building Healthy Relationships. The effort people put into relationships should be a two-way street. Whether it is family, friends, clubs, or community, people must give and take to maintain healthy relationships. If a person is always taking and never giving back, others will likely feel the relationship is unbalanced and unfair to them. Although these ideas on balance in relationships are a social norm, in the context of work relationships, people often have a different viewpoint. All too regularly, people have relied solely on their employer to keep them engaged in the workplace instead of taking any ownership of their own engagement. With this mentality, employees think their employer is holding all of the cards, and if they do not like what they are dealt, there is nothing they can do to improve the situation. If employees become unhappy, they will often stay that way because they do not feel empowered to make any changes that would better the outcome, or they will eventually choose to leave the organization. In the past, employers have primarily been responsible for their employees' engagement. Unfortunately, this model rarely yields great results for the employee or the employer. Engagement is just like love. You cannot demand it from another person. Even while employers struggle to engage their entire staff, if employees feel they are not being engaged, they can become lethargic and withdrawn. It is time for the employer-employee relationship to mirror social norms that encourage equal give and take. Employee satisfaction has been a popular talent management topic in past years, but employee engagement is actually a much more powerful indicator of employees' true relationship with and contribution to the organization. While satisfaction is a general indicator of mood or opinion, engagement goes far deeper than that. Engagement ties to employee behavior and higher performance because employees care about the good of the company and doing their personal best. Satisfaction does not directly relate to specific behaviors or actions. Satisfied employees may be underperformers who are perfectly happy with their current situation and have no desire to perform at a higher level or advance. Such employees may also be completely unwilling to share responsibility for their engagement, since they simply do not care about their organization. As an employer, is it helpful to have satisfied employees on staff if they are not contributing? Of course it's not. So why would you measure satisfaction if it is not an indicator of organizational success? Clearly, the best metric for talent management is employee engagement. We find the joint ownership model of engagement is starting to resonate with employees. We recently conducted an online poll asking employees in a wide range of industries the following question: who do you think should be primarily responsible for employee engagement? The responses were the following. Responsibility should be shared, 73%. Managers, 18%. Employees, 7%. I'm not sure, 2%. Despite the majority of employees believing the responsibility of employee engagement should be shared, most employees are either ambivalent or actively disengaged in the workplace. There is clearly something causing a disconnect regarding employees taking action to increase engagement. For years, the path to engagement has been a one-way road that only management could drive down. Why should management hold all of the responsibility for engaging their employees? The promising concept of joint ownership for employee engagement was completely missed by an entire industry. Gallup, Hewitt Associates, Watson Wyatt Worldwide / Towers Perrin, Towers Watson, Hay Group, Sirota, Valterra, and HR Solutions for decades. At the other end of the spectrum, some people believe 100% of the responsibility for engagement belongs to employees. David Zinger, an engagement expert, is of this school of thought. There is no one but me who is responsible for my engagement, he told me. While he agrees organizations and managers play a part in engagement, in the end, employees are solely responsible for owning their engagement. He believes leaders can help employees most by supporting them in making progress on owning their engagement. It is time for the path to engagement to evolve and become a two-way street that employees and management can travel together. Empowering employees to take responsibility of their engagement is the key to a magnetic culture.